It is an understatement to say that Dr. Gay Lynch is a well-loved teacher at Dominican University of California. Students cite her classes and her teaching as among the most memorable moments of their time at Dominican. Students urge their peers, be sure to take a course with Gay Lynch before you graduate from Dominican. Dr. Lynch is a dedicated honors faculty who has taught several courses, including the Rhetoric of Belief, Dance and Spiritual Expression, and World Religions. Her interest in the study of religion began when she was in the third grade in 1946 at Dominican, then called Dominican Convent. At the age of 8, she was intrigued by the mystery of religious practices to which the loving Dominican sisters exposed her. Her college career began at age 50 in 1988. Her first class at UC Berkeley was World Religions, which enchanted her. Shortly before graduation from Berkeley with a BA in Religious Studies, her youngest son died suddenly in his sleep in 1991. Her UC professors encouraged her to continue studies at Harvard Divinity School, where she studied cross-cultural responses to death. After completion of her Harvard master's degree, Gay returned home to complete her doctoral degree at the GTU in Berkeley. Gay joined the Dominican faculty in 1996, following her master's work at Harvard. Dr. Lynch's commitment to Dominican students runs deep, with a passion for a fusion of erudite scholarship with concrete experiences of her students' lives.
The Dominican Honors Class of 2021. Wow, what a class you are. It's wonderful to be with you all today. Thank you for inviting me. For me, you, the Dominican Honors Class of 2021, are a most enlightened class. I say enlightened because as I reflect on our work together, a phrase from Mary Oliver's poem, Mindful, comes to my heart. And that phrase is the untrimmable light of the world. This is to say that I experience the work you did in our classes as reflections of the untrimmable light of the world. And this is true because your responses courageously arose from your souls. I like the way Anne Lamott refers to souls as lighthouses from which flow our purest expressions of being alive. In a thimble, from your lighthouses, the luminous glow you brought to our classrooms will always be alive in our world, and I thank you for this gift of untrimmable light. The course materials we investigated together were aglow with wisdom, with depth, and with meaning. There's no question about this. 5 examples will suffice. First, we talked about the open heart as the starting point for any real relationship with ourselves, with others, and with the infinite. Second, we acknowledge the sacred art of listening, for Simone Weil, the highest and purest form of generosity, surely the beginning of any conversation that is real. Third, we discuss the power of compassion and forgiveness and dignity, defining power as the tenacity to love more deeply, power as tenderness and empathy and mercy, power as enhanced health and well-being, power as creativity and human flourishing. Fourth, we reflected on Eddie Hillesum's most pressing piece of advice for us, quote, "We have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace in ourselves, more and more peace, and to reflect it toward others. And the more peace there is in us, the more peace there will also be in our troubled world." End quote. And fifth, trees and all they have to teach us. Honor our roots, bend with the wind, be resilient, and as Jane Hirschfield would add, when light is blocked on one side, simply turn to the other side. So, yes, the course materials we have investigated together have been aglow with wisdom and meaning. But that glow fades when I compare your responses to our sources. Your courageous conversations, both oral and written, have added an incredible density and thickness to the scholarship I have offered you. In other words, your soulful engagement in the sacred space that is the classroom has converted scholarship into real light-filled applications for us all as we strive to affirm life in all possible ways. I will say it again, your soulful engagement has created an eternal and indelible, untrimmable light. And now you are up and out. Stay with your lighthouses. You have all you need. And to nudge us along, the image of a kite comes to my heart. As you courageously release the entirety of your kite strings, your untrimmable light will shine in our world, just as it did in our classrooms. My love goes with you as you journey forth. My every blessing and warm wish to each of you from Gay Lynch.